Hello, UConn Nation. Welcome back to the Financial Aid Podcast. And here today is myself, Hernan Cortez, and Sharon LaFlamme. And we're going to share some financial aid wisdom with you. So I'm going to give this now to Sharon, who's going to go next.
Hello, everybody. This is Sharon LaFlamme. I'm a financial aid officer in our Office of Student Financial Aid Services. So first, I'm going to cover our distribution of financial aid offers. And for first-year students, which is coming up in the next few days, actually, financial aid offers are going to be distributed to students via email by March 1st. This will enable students to view their financial aid offer through the applicant portal in the financial aid award section of the student administration system. For our continuing students, that happens a little later. We're going to be sending out our financial aid offers in early April, and it works the same way. Students will be able to view their financial aid offers through their student administration system account.
Awesome. Now it's my turn. I know it's only March, or almost only March, but let's talk about summer aid. As you all probably know, summer registration started on February 14th. So starting in the month of March, our office, the Student Financial Aid Services, we will start sending communication to students who have registered for summer classes and have submitted their 21-22 FAFSA. This communication will provide them an estimate of the summer aid they are eligible for. Now, starting in April, the Office of Student Financial Aid Services will begin posting summer financial aid offers to eligible students. We will determine if they have Pell Grant eligibility and federal student loan eligibility. If they do, a financial aid offer will be issued to the student. The student will need to accept or decline their loans via the student administration system, and the aid will disperse on the first day of their first summer course. If you do not have eligibility, you can apply for an alternative loan or a private loan. We have a list of them on our site, financialaid.ucon.edu/alt loan. You can review them and see which one you want to consider. For additional details about summer aid, please visit our website at financialaid.ucon.edu/summer-winter-programs for more information.
All right, back to me. I'm going to talk about verification. Each academic year, the U.S. Department of Ed requires that we select 30% of our applicant pool for verification. This just means that we have to verify what you reported on the FAFSA is accurate. If you were selected for verification, we're going to email you beginning in April, and we're going to send you a list of documents that are required, such as tax returns, household information, etc. If you're selected for verification, here's a few things you should know. Your financial aid offer is an estimate. This is based on what was reported on the FAFSA. Once you receive all the documents and verify the data, your offer will be finalized and it may change. The review of documents can increase or decrease the original aid offer that was provided to you based on any changes we may need to make to your FAFSA. You should submit all the documents as soon as possible. You can see this by accessing your student administration system and looking at your to-do list. That's where it'll show what documentation we require. You can submit all your documents within a secure site on our financial aid website, financialaid.ucon.edu. Scroll down on the page on our website and select the icon labeled Submit Documents.
Well, this is all that we have for you today. It was nice, short, and simple. As always, you know, we would like to hear from you, and you can always contact us by calling us at 860-486-2819 or visit us at the store's campus Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can even email us at financialaid@ucon.edu. Thank you very much for listening to our podcast, and we look forward on seeing you or hearing from you soon. Take care.